Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. There were relatively fewer apprentices, or Lehrlinge, trained in Berlin's small and medium-sized companies between 2012 and 2016. With an average of 10.1%, the capital, together with Thuringia, finished 12th in the federal ranking, as shown in a study by the state-run business development bank, KfW. One explanation is that there are more service companies in the city-states like Berlin. Traditionally strong education sectors, such as construction or craftsmanship, are rarely represented in major cities. 90% of all apprentices work for the 3.76 million small and medium-sized businesses in Germany, and about 1.2 million young people per year are trained by these companies. The total number of apprentices has been going down for years, due to the low birth rate and the increasing popularity of college education. The Haus der Statistik is an abandoned 11-story building located directly at Alexanderplatz. It was unused for years, but now the Berlin Senate wants to invest 140 million euro to buy the area and reconstruct the building. It is not decided yet how the dwelling should be used. According to Berliner Morgenpost, the initiative to buy the house is coming from a group of planners, artists, and refugee aides who want to create a complex with apartments, ateliers, band practicing rooms, and educational institutions. Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz-Ahnen from the SPD wants to use the building predominantly for administrative offices. The Bikers Club Hells Angels Nomads registered a demonstration in Berlin for September 9th. They plan to meet at their clubhouse in Biesdorf at 10 a.m., and from 5 p.m. they've planned a motorcycle ride to Alexanderplatz and back. Hell's Angels from Frankfurt am Main and Potsdam are expected to join, and a large-scale operation by police is expected. The motto of the demonstration is "Freedom is our religion," and the meeting is a protest against the abolishment of freedom for clubs. The German Bundestag decided on a law earlier this year that forbids wearing of club insignias in public if the club itself or chapters of the club are illegal. The law is targeted to fight organized crime like human and drug trafficking. Critics are complaining that the law is too blurry and also hits non-criminal members of bike clubs. Several clubs plan to team up and file a court case at the Bundesverfassungsgericht, or Federal Constitutional Court. On Sunday night, the resident of a house in Pankatel, Brandenburg, found a newly born infant wrapped in a towel near her driveway. The rescuer immediately alerted medics and police. The baby was diagnosed with hypothermia at the hospital in Berlin-Buch, located only 400 meters from the crime scene, but is in a stable state now. A police spokesman stated that the infant's umbilical cord was not cut properly, and while the police investigated with sniffer dogs throughout the night, it is still completely unclear who abandoned the baby. The little girl wasn't more than 2 hours old when she was found. Police are now looking for the mother of the baby and are investigating a potential connection with two similar incidents in the same area in 2015 and 2016. The DNA of the children will be compared. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.